Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump was in the battleground state of Ohio Thursday, where he has a slight 1% lead, according to some national surveys. Trump again called his opponent a liar and said the Clintons are corrupt after another hacked Democratic Party email was leaked to the public.
If Hillary doesn't win this election, that will be on us. It will be because we did not stand with her. It will be because we did not vote for her. And that is exactly what her opponent is hoping will happen. That's the strategy. To make this election so dirty and ugly that we don't want any part of it. So when you hear folks talking about a global conspiracy and saying that this election is rigged, understand that they are trying to get you to stay home.
That's Michelle Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton sharing the campaign stage for the first time with the First Lady in North Carolina. Trump, on the other hand, again called his opponent a liar.
At what point do we say it? Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt person ever to seek the office of the presidency.
The Clinton campaign is concerned that her advantage in recent weeks could prompt some of her backers to stay home on Election Day. American and Southwest Airlines are raising fares by $5 each way, the latest move by airlines to reverse a price slump that has lasted nearly 2 years. Fares have been falling since airlines began adding flights and seats faster than the growth in travel demand. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks slipped for the third consecutive day on Thursday as media and defense companies skidded. This is VOA.